This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, Jesse, you versus Hannah, pop culture showdown. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Well, Jesse's very formal.
Wow.
Hannah, are you ready?
Very. I am, sir.
Thank you. I was going to say I would like to be called sir. All right, ma'am, leave the room. Hannah's going to leave the room. We'll ask you the same question. So when Hannah's out of the room, we get a moment of peace, zen, and she can't hear the questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. What famous quote did Morgan Wallen post after storming off the set of Saturday Night Live?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, that's okay. Let's go with the Saturday Night Live question. Who started Saturday Night Live?
Bro. Oh, my
Someone
goodness.
Someone said bro.
Bro.
My
bro.
Daughter's with me. She loves
she
the show.
Me bro. Damn, bro. Ask her, is it a man or a woman? Let's just do 50-50 because Hannah called this person the wrong gender.
It's a man. I believe his name is Lauren.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, you're there. Yes.
Lauren Michaels.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, good job.
All right, Barry Keoghan. Did I say that right? I don't think so.
I don't think you did, but now I'm blanking on how to actually say it.
Keoghan. Barry Keoghan.
Sure.
The dude from Salt Lick or whatever that movie's
Salt
called.
Saltburn.
Saltburn.
Salt Lick.
We're all over the place.
Whatever, he was casted in The Beatles. His ex, who we famously know better, who is this famous ex singer?
I have no idea.
What Ask your daughter thing? Who sang Espresso.
Oh, who sings Espresso?
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. What is Jason Kelsey's baby number four name?
I do not know the name.
Okay. And the name of the high school in Glee. AB just made us watch Glee. Do you know the name of the high school in Glee?
Oh, my goodness. My wife loves the show, but I do not know that one either.
Well, we won't tell your wife. Do you want to... phone a friend. You could have AB, who made us watch Glee, Kevin, or Alex answer this question for you.
I'm going to go with AB.
AB.
McKinley High School.
Yes, yes, William McKinley High School is where the Glee Cub is. Okay, roughly 3 out of 5. We'll see how Hannah does in one song, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hannah's home school.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. Jesse and his daughter. What's your daughter's name, Jesse?
Her name's Janelle.
Janelle. Jesse and Janelle played against Hannah. And Janelle at one point said to me, bro.
Bro.
She did not like my questions.
It wasn't a bruh.
She did not like my questions. Mm. So I'm going to ask you the same questions they had issues with. And we'll see how you do. Jesse, tell her how many you got right.
I got roughly 3.
Yeah, that was a rough 3.
All right.
Same 5 questions coming your way, Hannah. Ty, will go to your record. What famous quote did Morgan Wallen post after storming off the set of Saturday Night Live?
Take me back to God's country.
Should we get technical? It said, get me to God's country.
I think you got to give it to her.
All right.
They're similar enough.
I don't want to because I feel like you should know the least 3 of the next 4. So, if I don't really know, nope, you don't get the point.
What?
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
So, you got to get 3 out of 4. Who started Saturday Night Live, Hannah? She's like, why would I know this?
I literally don't know.
You don't know. AB literally yelled at you yesterday for getting this person wrong when talking about the Morgan Wallen story.
Oh.
Yeah.
And here I am. It's a dude.
Because you called this person a
woman.
Yes.
Yeah. He's been around forever.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has.
It's not a normal
50th
name.
Anniversary of Stay Alive just happened. I need an answer, or you're going to have to go 3 for 3
Lennon
here.
Something?
Lauren Michaels.
Lauren Michaels. There's an L in there.
So you need to go 3 for 3 here now because I was so ruthless. All right. I always get his name wrong, and I'm sure you would too. Barry Keoghan, whatever you say his name, was just casted in The Beatles. His ex is
Sydney
a famous
Sweeney.
Singer. So who is it?
Sydney Sweeney.
No,
Hannah.
That's not his ass.
What? Use your brain.
No, what are we supposed to do here? I thought you would get this right
Barry
for sure.
Barry Keoghan from Saltburn. Yes.
Oh, she doesn't know it, so
no,
I don't know.
I still think it is. No.
No.
Sabrina Carpenter.
I'm an idiot. I knew that.
I thought you were going to get hold of it. That's why I was so picky
about
it.
That's a surprising one.
All right, I'll come back. I'm going to keep Hannah in the game.
I knew that one.
Sorry, Jesse. I'm going to keep Hannah in the game.
Please.
I'm going to give you the point for Morgan Wallen, okay, to make this interesting. So now you got to get the last two correct. What is Jason Kelsey's baby number 4 name?
Finn.
Okay.
All right.
So it all comes down
Finley
to this.
Finley and Kelsey.
It all comes down
calling
to
her Finn.
It all comes down to this last question. And now that we gave you the Morgan Wallen question, not only is Hannah's homeschool on the line for a tie, which would be a win for you, but your friendship with AB is also on the line.
Oh, great.
Name the high school in Glee. AB just made us watch an episode of Glee. Name the high school they attend in Glee.
Did they even say it?
They probably didn't say it in the episode.
I don't know.
I believe they showed those shots of it.
They definitely showed the shots
of it. How much were you paying attention?
Yeah, how much did you watch and pay attention? Were you locked in on your friend's favorite show for the win?
I'll even give you a hint, Hannah.
Wow, Kevin is just over
here. Whoa! Yeah. Okay. Kevin's hints never
I'll give you a ton of hints, all right? All
right. This guy in history.
Yeah.
He was a president.
Yep, there you go.
He was the president before Theodore Roosevelt.
There you go.
And he was assassinated.
I'm going to sound even dumber with the hints because I don't know who got assassinated.
Sydney Sweeney High School.
Yeah.
Jesse, I'm feeling a win, brother.
Oh, my goodness.
This is wrong. Kennedy High School?
Well, at least you got one of the presidents that was assassinated.
Okay, that's good. No. That's good.
AB, do you want to tell her?
William McKinley.
William McKinley.
No, that was not said ever in that episode.
You didn't even pay attention to your
McKinley.
One of your friends.
A president?
Yeah, William McKinley was the president.
Never heard of that
Roosevelt.
Dude in my life.
Yes.
Ever. Rip him.
Wow.
Jesse, you got the win, brother. Congratulations.
That's a hard loss for me.
That's awesome.
Dang. But you also get to hear this.
This is Hannah, and I got completely schooled by Sydney Sweeney and what's his name, Jerry?
William McKinley.
Jerry? And the listener on the phone's name is Jesse.
Jesse and Janelle, yes. I just can't do this today.
Happy Friday.
Hannah's homeschool.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.com.